Welcome to the latest podcast from Adept English, aimed at helping you to improve your understanding and fluency in spoken English. Listening to Adept English will help your understanding become automatic, just like when you hear your own language. For more information, visit our website at adeptenglish.com. Hi there, I'm Hilary, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. As ever, Adept English is here to help you with your English language learning. Listening to spoken English helps your understanding, but with practice, it also helps you to speak English more fluently. If you haven't tried Adept English before, then listen to this podcast several times and notice how your understanding improves each time. I hope you're having a really good summer, for those of you in the Northern Hemisphere at least. We've just come back from 2 weeks' holiday in Spain and France, and although the weather in the UK is a bit dull and cloudy at the moment, we're hoping for some more sun before the end of the summer. Late August and early September, often quite nice weather in the UK. So, welcome to this Monday podcast. How about we do some cooking today? So we're just back from our holiday. What better than to get the kitchen sorted out, do some food shopping and stock up the fridge? So what's on the menu for us? Well, this evening it will be roast dinner. Roast dinner is something which traditionally people in the UK eat on a Sunday. Usually it consists of roast meat, but you can do a vegetarian roast dinner if you prefer, as much of a roast dinner is actually vegetables anyway. The word roast is used as a noun to just mean roast dinner, but it's usually a verb. To roast, spelt R-O-A-S-T, means to cook something in the oven. One of the things that British people make a part of their roast dinner is something called Yorkshire puddings. Traditionally, these are eaten with roast beef. So beef is meat from a cow. But actually, roast dinner can be any meat which you cook in the oven, with roast potatoes, stuffing, vegetables like peas or carrots or broccoli, and gravy. Gravy is what you pour over your roast dinner, and it's made from the juices which come out of the meat when it's cooked. So yes, you can do vegetarian roast dinner as well. Most parts of it are the same, you just cook something vegetarian like corn, or soya, or tofu instead of meat, and use vegetable stock for your gravy. So roast beef and Yorkshire pudding traditionally go together, but most people like a Yorkshire pudding with their roast, whatever they're having, whatever sort of meat, or vegetarian. So I'm about to give you my recipe, my instructions on how to make Yorkshire pudding. For years and years, I couldn't make them. They just didn't work. But this recipe works every time. So first of all, you need a baking tin for your Yorkshire puddings. A baking tin, it's metal, and it's what you use to cook things in the oven. And the type of baking tin which you need for Yorkshire puddings is one which you might use to make American muffins. These are the sort of muffins that you might buy in a coffee shop. So it's a tin with quite deep holes. A 12-hole muffin tin will do. Look that up online if you're not sure. Now, I'm not from Yorkshire, but if you really want traditional Yorkshire puddings, apparently you make it all in one big tin. But I'm using my recipe here, which uses the 12-hole muffin tin. I've never tried it in one big tin, but you could do this if one big tin is what you've got. Now for the quantities. Quantity means how much. You can change the quantity of this recipe depending upon how many people you have eating roast dinner. So this recipe is flexible. It uses eggs, flour and milk. So if you use 2 eggs, it will make 6 Yorkshire puddings. If you use 3 eggs, it will make 9 Yorkshire puddings. And if you use 4 eggs, it will make 12 Yorkshire puddings. And the quantity, the amount of flour and milk, is really simple. If you use 2 eggs, you use 100 millilitres of flour and 100 millilitres of milk. For 3 eggs, 150 millilitres of flour and 150 millilitres of milk. And if you've got quite a few people eating and you're using 4 eggs, then you can use 200 millilitres of flour and 200 millilitres of milk. You'll need a bit of salt and pepper as well. So those are the ingredients, the things that you need to make the Yorkshire pudding. Now let's talk about the method. How do you do it? How do you make those Yorkshire puddings? Well, put the flour with the salt and pepper into a bowl and make a little hollow in the centre. Then break the eggs into the flour. Take a fork and mix it. You'll have to mix it quite a lot until it's smooth and there are no lumps. You don't want any lumps in your Yorkshire pudding mix. Once you've got this mixture nice and smooth, then you add the milk. Cow's milk works well, but you can also do it with soya milk, but best if it's unsweetened, no sugar. So again, work with a spoon or a fork until the mixture is smooth, no lumps. Now the tin. Take your 12-hole muffin tin, or any other tin if you haven't got a 12-hole muffin tin, and you need to put some oil in the bottom of the tin and heat it up. Olive oil is fine, but you can also use duck or goose fat if you prefer. You need your oven to be quite hot, perhaps 210, 220 centigrade. And you must heat the oil in the tin first. So put the oil in the tin and put it in the oven about 15 or 20 minutes before you're ready to cook the Yorkshire puddings. When the oil is hot, give the Yorkshire pudding mix one last stir and then pour the mix into the heated oil. If your oil is hot enough, it should make some bubbles when you pour in the mixture. Then really quickly put the tin in the oven. Leave it to cook there for around 25 minutes. One good piece of advice, a good tip, don't open the oven door while the Yorkshire puddings are cooking. If you open the door, the sudden drop in temperature may mean that your Yorkshire puddings don't work properly. They need to blow up with air, a bit like balloons. If you must have a look, have a quick look after about 20 minutes when they've had time to form properly and they're just going brown. After 25 minutes, check your Yorkshire puddings. They should be golden in colour and have blown up, exploded even, perhaps a bit like popcorn, but with air in the centre. Sometimes they make quite interesting shapes, but they're really nice with gravy and all the rest of your roast dinner. Let me know how you get on with these. Don't forget to check out our courses page on the website and then you can start to practice listening to English conversation. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye.
That's the end of this podcast. But don't forget to visit our website and find other podcasts and transcripts, or the written version of everything that we release in PDF format, and lots of interesting articles on there. You can sign up for our free 7-day course, and if you're really serious about learning English, course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.